Nathan DeYoung here with Brandon Dawson from the Middletown High School FFA chapter from the great state of Delaware, where he has just informed me that Delaware and the Middletown FFA chapter has their very own national officer candidate. Brandon, can you share a little bit about this candidate and what impact he's had on your chapter?
Well, even before convention started, David, we've seen him. He graduated 2 years ago, and he's been coming in to our school to help to practice any of his stand and deliver, all of his interview things, just to practice for competition. And so that was a really interesting thing to see him preparing for the competition or for his interviews and all of that. So he got here a couple days ago to start the process of becoming national officer. And yesterday, all of the national officers were sat down and were given cards, which told them if they made the cut to make it to the top 18 for the next round of interviews. So all of us from the Middletown High School FFA chapter, there's 23 of us here. We went to the hotel where he found out, and we were all waiting around the corner for him. And we were waiting, and we saw people, officer candidates, coming out one after another. They were either happy or sad, and finally our officer had sent us a video of David opening his letter saying, congratulations, you've made it to the next round. And he came around the corner and all of us ran to him. We were hugging him and everyone was crying, and we were so happy because Delaware just hasn't had a national officer since the 60s, and we haven't had a national officer candidate make it through to the next round since the early 2000s and 2004. So to have David go through that, just to see all the work he's put in to pay off, really gave all of us from our chapter and even from the state hope for our competitions for the rest of the week. Just being from Middletown, having served on an officer team with David, is just probably one of the coolest things I can say, is if he gets to be a national officer, I can say I served with him on a team like that. Like, you know, walking into the National FFA store, we saw the picture with all the officer candidates, and we were like, oh my gosh, that could be David next year. Like, he could be on all of the pictures. So just that entire process has really set the mood for our national convention.
What's the biggest impact David has had on your chapter?
I think it's his spirit. David is the kind of person that no matter what he's going through, what you're going through, he can always find the good in things. He can always find a way to turn it around, to make something happy, and to just, if you're down in the dumps or if you're like you've lost your sight of what you're looking for, he always just knows what to say and how to get you motivated to keep trying.
Perfect. Nathan DeYoung here with Brandon Dawson at the National FFA Convention and Expo. For FFA Today, I'm Nathan DeYoung.